For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri Governor Jen Nixon says law enforcement officials have been working around the clock to make sure residents and businesses will be kept safe once prosecutors announce whether a suburban St. Louis police officer will face charges for fatally shooting 18-year-old Michael Brown. A grand jury is expected to decide later this month whether to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in Brown's August 9th death. Weeks of protest followed the shooting, and officials are trying to make sure things remain calm once the grand jury decision is announced. Nixon says looting and violence that marred mostly peaceful protests cannot be repeated. He says the State Highway Patrol will work with St. Louis County and City Police as one unified command. The National Guard will also be available if needed. The Columbia City Council is considering whether to move ahead with an increase in hotel taxes. Consultants hired by the City of Columbia presented their report to the City Council last week, recommending an increase in the hotel tax from its current 4% to 7%. They suggested the city use the extra funds to build new sports facilities, such as an indoor field house and a competitive field complex. In order for this tax to be implemented, however, it would have to be put to a citywide vote. Megan McConaughey is the Marketing and Communications Manager for Columbia's Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, at this point, you know, it's still something that's quite a ways off, and we're obviously always in contact with our hotel community, so it's something that we're in discussions with them about already.
The proposed increase is projected to bring in an extra $1.8 million. Columbia Public Schools has a new bus provider. It's Student Transportation of America out of New Jersey. The Columbia Board of Education voted unanimously on Monday to get a new bus service when the current First Student Bus Service contract ends at the end of this school year. School district spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the level of concern from parents about problems with First Student buses has been increasing and has warranted the switch.
This really isn't a new concept, although I think our parents are eager to see if the level of service as well as the reliability might improve with a new vendor.
Baumstark says the board considered many factors when deciding to contract Student Transportation of America, the biggest being cost, current level of service, and an adequately sized bus fleet. A new Columbia housing development, Parkside Estates, is honoring Missouri veterans by naming five streets after men who served during World War II and the Korean War. One of the streets will be named after U.S. Army veteran Robert Howell, a Purple Heart recipient. In 1937, Howell was stationed at Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis, where he met his wife Vivian. They were married for 71 years. Robert Howell died 2 years ago. Vivian kept written entries of his time in combat, and she remembers one entry in particular about the first time he met President Harry Truman.
I had the pleasure of meeting President Harry S. Truman as he was inspecting the troops. He stopped in front of me and said, "Soldier, where are you from?" And I said, "Sir, from St. Louis, Missouri." He smiled and said, "That is the next to the best city in Missouri. I am from Kansas City."
The Parkside Estates development is still under construction, but the street signs will be put up once finished. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.